Northwest Arkansas is a younger place than it used to be. According to statistics provided by governing.com, people from ages 17 to 34 make up the largest percentage of residents in Washington County, Northwest Arkansas as a whole, and the entire state. Government's numbers show 27% of Arkansans are millennials. That's roughly people born between 1981 and 2000. That is a slightly larger percentage of natural state residents than baby boomers, who make up roughly 24%. Those numbers are for 2015, and most, if not all, estimates predict millennials have only increased and will continue to increase in size in Northwest Arkansas. This helps fuel events such as next month's Young Professionals Summit in Bentonville. This week, Todd Jenkins, the chairman of the event, and Stephen Baker, the service learning chair, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to discuss the all-day meeting that will be open to the public. I asked Todd what criteria would be used to define young.
That's the first question. What is the age for a young professional? And, you know, typically speaking, you know, it's defined by several as ages, you know, 21 to 40. However, I think young professionals come with a mindset as well as a heart set. So, you know, I really don't put an age on development. And I think everyone can come together, especially at this summit, and even learn about each other or the emerging topics that's happening in the workplace. And so it's targeted towards young professionals' mindset in that regards. But as far as anyone who comes to our doors, we're not going to turn them away and look at for your ID. So we don't have an age defined for our summit.
Is professional as loosely categorized?
Yes, I believe so. Wouldn't you think? You
know? I would agree. We're really looking for people that want to ignite a passion in themselves and just kind of learn more about themselves, learn more about what they can do with their career, how to advance that, and also how to engage in the community. So there's not, you know, you have to have gone to college and have a professional degree. There's not a strict definition on that.
All day affair. What will happen?
Oh wow, we have a extraordinary agenda that's in plan. Starting very high level, let me give you the skeleton. We're starting out with something very new this year as a community breakfast with somewhat of like bringing global into local, and so actually highlighting different young professional faces of diversity within Northwest Arkansas. The Professional Summit is really trying to do a holistic approach, is personally, professionally, and in service. And so all of our breakout sessions, try to make sure we mirror that. We have breakout sessions topics such as how to get stuff done and still go to yoga, you know, or how to get right swipe, you know. I had to really learn that because I don't Tinder.
Well,
you know?
Right. So, we need to say that's about Tinder, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't Tinder. I'm happily married. So, but yeah, then we go into, and then we have sessions about, you know, how to have difficult conversations in the workplace. What do you do if you get fired? But another angle we're doing, because this is our second year doing the summit, with our service component, I'm really, really excited about it. So I'm going to have Steve tell you about what we're doing and who's that benefiting.
Yeah, this is a really exciting kind of new feature this year. Last year, we engaged the community just through a donation drive. This year, we're going to do some hands-on service projects and really try and make it a memorable experience and show the young professionals a way that they can engage. We have four different organizations that we're going to work with. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we're going to pack backpacks for them to distribute to children that need school supplies.
This will be taking place during the
The afternoon session. We're going to do these projects. We're going to work in the food pantry with First Young Methodist Church in Bentonville. We're going to make blankets and toys for dogs at the Benton County Humane Society. And the fourth one, we're going to write letters to our veterans and have those distributed through Mighty Oaks Warrior Program. So really just try and engage a range of groups in the area and hopefully ignite that passion in those in attendance and give them a way to give back moving forward past just that afternoon session.
This Northwest Arkansas, of course, every day you go online, you pick up the paper, something talking about fastest this, among the best this, attracting millennials. This area seems plenty ripe for something like this young professional's son.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, believe it or not, so we also, I kind of skipped over this because of so many things happening during the summit, but we're also having a lunch and learn panel on how to attract and retain millennials and it's targeting all our HR professionals. So we're doing that, which is really, really cool. And a lot of the panelists are from all different corporate hubs, nonprofits, as well as like young professionals that's going to be there. I agree. I think Northwest Arkansas has so many opportunities. We're fast growing, you know, area of development. But, you know, the summit was kind of brought here to centralize and mobilize a regional approach. I've attended a lot of summits and a lot of conferences, and I've also seen the people who are there, who's granted those opportunities. You have to sometimes be in a special position to go out to go to these conferences. And so we want to bring that best-in-class conference here for our area and our region. And so we're not looking for it to be like, you know, the top-notch or this. We're not looking for any of those accolades. We're looking to really do some development, be some change agents, and disrupt. You know, we're definitely doing that. So, because a lot of things in our summit is not traditional. You know, we're really doing the unconventional conference this year.
For a long time, you always had the University of Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, which meant faculty members and students would come from outside the region. But now, over the last 10 years, with the rise of the vendor community and more entrepreneurship, it's not just native Northwest Arkansans, it's not just native Arkansans. You're going to be attracting people from all over the country, and I'm assuming all over the world for this summit.
Absolutely, and we have an international component, and we're trying to bring some awareness to the just the diversity of Northwest Arkansas and of the workplace, and really engage all of those groups and provide a session for them to really learn more about how to develop themselves. And as Todd said, just really help the young professionals push the envelope. You know, it is so new for the age group that's taking over the workplace, and it's a little bit of developing them in order to develop the companies they work for, I think.
I agree. And to your point, you know, since we do have all the corporate hubs here, you know, it brings a lot of diversity to there. We have a lot of transplants. Even on our board, of who's actually planning this whole entire summit, we're all from different walks of life. But it was really, really nice to kind of see some of our session's headliners. You know, even for that community breakfast, we have an individual who's Marshallese, an individual who's Hmong, a farmer. You know, young professionals that's here in Northwest Arkansas representing these great cultures. And so I always get excited when these different components come together. I mean, in one room, what's going to happen? You know, that's my ignite for that day. But we do have an extraordinary opportunity for that because of all the transplants here. Even we have a tabling event for with Canopy, NWA. And so they're going to talk about how we welcome refugees and how we can get involved with that. And so, you know, young professionals, we are on the edge. You know, we have this global mindset. We all about sustainability. We have a couple of sessions about entrepreneurship and how to, you know, work with Startup Junkie to do some pitch contests. And so we have a lot of different components that we're really trying to make sure we hit them all.
For those of us who it would be perhaps too broad to describe as a young professional, let's say folks in their mid-50s and up, we hear words like on the edge, disruption, and these. And that can be a little frightening for us. Explain to me in 45 seconds why those of us in our mid-50s and older shouldn't be worried that we're getting pushed out before we want to get pushed out.
45 seconds. I think the challenge is that it's not here to push anybody out. We're trying to include everyone. And that's where disruption happened. That's where change happened. And we want to make sure, I would say to those individuals, we're trying to make sure the legacy that you guys have put before us continue to live on and be sustainable. We're trying to make it a place where your kids, your grandkids will be in a place in the world that they can have the access to do anything their mindset and heart desire. And so we're not pushing anyone out. We include everyone, and we're disrupting that traditional flow, so everyone can be a part of what they want to do in, you know, Northwest and the world.
I think also some of our sessions, really where it's asking how to ask the difficult questions and address topics in the workplace, shows that we don't just want to push out the professionals that have been there for a while. The young professionals really want to engage those that are already in the workplace and learn what they can from them. But also with some of the sessions for those HR managers, how to retain millennials, we want to also kind of showcase the new mindset and the way that millennials or the other younger professional generations work, and really put all of that together and how we can all move forward in the workplace.
Todd Jenkins is the chairman of the Young Professionals Summit, scheduled for August 11th at The Record in downtown Bentonville. We also heard from Stephen Baker. He is the service learning chair for that event. You can register or learn more at nwayp.com. nwayp.com.